Hi, in today's webinar we're going to discuss a completely new framework. It's the framework that I call the expert language problem. The expert language problem. And that concerns the language that professional experts tend to use when they're trying to talk to the world outside or even their existing clients. And it is a problem. Let me show you what I mean. I'm going to ask you to have a look at a cartoon. I'm going to ask you, before you do that, to get out your notepad and pencil or pen and shut off all other distractions, shut off your Outlook so it doesn't bleep at you. Make sure you're totally focused on the screen and what you're going to see, because you're going to be joining with me and interacting with this cartoon and the ones to follow it. So have a look at this cartoon, take your notepad and write down some comments as we look at it and discuss it. Now have a look at the fellow on the couch, pretty smarmy sort of individual, and surrounding him you can see he has trophies and as many pictures as he can possibly cram on the wall and on the coffee table. And you can imagine what he's trying to do with the girl sitting next to him on the settee. He's in romantic mood. He's also in another kind of mood, and what I want you to do is to write down what you think, honestly, what you think that young lady is saying to herself, young or old, it doesn't really matter, but that lady is saying to herself as he is babbling on about himself. Let me show you what he's saying at the end of his comments. "But enough about me." What do you think she's saying to herself when he reaches that point in his conversation? Write that down now. Well, if you're honest, you've written some comments which range anywhere between the impolite and the downright offensive. And I want to welcome you to a new factor within the attraction frameworks. And this is called the creep factor. Because in one of the seminars that I showed this cartoon to, the delegates came out commonly with this phrase, "What a creep, what a creep." And I thought, what a wonderful phrase that is. That precisely explains what's going on this cartoon, the creep factor. And the creep factor means you talking about you. And what's really sad about this cartoon is that whenever I examine business cards, websites, brochures, leaflets, mail shots for seminars, anything that I see going from financial advisors, financial planners, I see the creep factor manifested boldly and without embarrassment. And to me it's embarrassing, because what the material is saying, the communication is saying, is me, my expertise, my experience, my wisdom, my integrity, my team, the wonder about my qualifications, me, 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 me. And that classic creep factor. And I want you to have a look at the next cartoon, because this is what it feels like to the reader or the listener. It's unpleasant, isn't it? But I tell you, this is the language that destroys your ability as a professional advisor to attract the kind of individuals, the kind of people that will come to work with you, that are attracted by your service, attracted by the quality of business that you run, and will pay you significantly to help them and advise them. If you're oozing the creep factor, your language is destroying every chance you have of having a systemized, consistent, high quality attraction process going on. The expert language problem is what you're suffering from. And in the next webinar, what I want to do is show you how to overcome the creep factor, that expert language problem.